Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in Mid-Missouri. I'm Ryan Levy. Tis the season for charitable giving, and nonprofits around the country are looking online to reach donors. KBIA's Rebecca Greenway talks with some of these nonprofits in the midst of their end-of-the-year fundraising.
If you frequent stores like Walmart, Target, or Hy-Vee, you're probably familiar with these sounds. Ron Busrow is the secretary for the Salvation Army's Community Relations and Development. He says the Salvation Army has been ringing bells for 125 years, but recently they've noticed new trends in the ways people shop and spend money.
People are not carrying cash. I don't know if you're like I am, but I don't have change in my pockets anymore. And when I buy things, I most often use plastic. I don't use cash.
Busrow says these changes in the way people use money and the overall decreasing traffic to retail stores encourage the Salvation Army to mix things up.
We were talking about the way that we could mobilize through social media.
The Salvation Army launched the hashtag Red Kettle Reason campaign on Twitter last year, asking people to start a conversation online about why they give and encouraging others to do the same. Busrow says the Salvation Army has seen steady growth in digital giving for the past several years. In Columbia, the Community Foundation of Central Missouri is also taking advantage of digital giving through Como Gives, an online fundraising campaign that has attracted 71 Columbia nonprofits to participate in its third year. Eric Staley chairs the foundation, as well as serves as an adjunct professor at the Truman School of Public Affairs at the University of Missouri.
And it's set up just like a shopping site. There is a cart, and any individual who wants to give can put their gifts into the cart. They can give to multiple organizations, or they can give to a single organization, and then they go through a checkout process just like you would in a retail online site.
Columbia's We Always Swing Jazz series received half of its donations in 2014 through Como Gives. Josh Shittum is in charge of media and public relations for the jazz series, and he says the success of Como Gives has pushed the jazz series to opt for a greener approach, focusing on online donations.
For years, we would do a mailer, snail mail in your mailbox at the end of the year asking people to give. But seeing the success that we had with Como Gives and the potential it had this last year, we actually discontinued our physical mailer and are doing the same thing this year.
Staley says one hurdle to online giving is that people are sometimes afraid of their financial information being vulnerable to hackers when they spend money online.
But I think that as time goes on, that's going to become an even more secure way of giving, and people will feel more comfortable doing that.
Terry Breedlove, a retired State Farm worker living in Columbia, recently donated online for the first time. Breedlove sees online giving as more convenient than sending in a check.
If you just go online, you just fill in the blanks, and it's easy.
Staley says nearly half of charitable organizations nationwide have set up online giving portals, whether through an email blast, mobile pay, website portal, or other method. Even with the recent growth in online giving, it still only accounts for a little more than 2% of nationwide charitable giving. Staley says most online donations are for less than $250, compared to donations in the thousands and sometimes millions that are solicited in person.
I'm an old fundraiser, so I believe you give everybody as many opportunities to make a gift to your organization as possible.
Busrow says regardless of future growth of giving online, the Salvation Army will keep on ringing its kettlebells as an annual reminder of the organization's work across communities. Rebecca Greenway, KBIA News.
Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.